Please sit down. No problem, you sit there. You'll make, then you sit somewhere at the That noise also can be considered a discourse. Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Jyeshtharajam Shri Mahaganadhipataye Namaha Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmadacharyapariyantam Vande Guru Paramparam Gama Vishyacha Bhutani Dharayam Yahamojasa. Up to that we have done. Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarvaha Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Pradinam Dehamashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyannan Chaturvidham. So they are the 1.5 verses. The one line of the earlier verse and the next verse. These 1.5 verses together constitute an important principle of Vedanta, which I was briefly describing in the earlier class. So, this is the basic tenet of Advaita Vedanta, namely, one appears as two. So it is one. And it up two. Once you know two means two is as good as 20, or 200, or 2 million. Two is the issue. So one appears as two. That is Advaita Vedanta. One becomes two. That is the Parinamavada of the Dvaitadvaitins or Bheda Bhedavadins like Vallabhacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Ramanujacharya. All of them belong to that kind of thinking. Namely, one becomes two. Whereas Advaita Vedanta, Shankara, Upanishadic philosophy says, one doesn't become two, one appears as two. Then there is a third kind of statement, which we do not consider much as any philosophy or any such thing. There are two. That is. So, forget about that. This there are two thing is not important. So, one appears as two. And the entire creation is two. It is a pair of opposites. Entire creation. Like for example, it can be called cause and effect. This is the principle of causality. So, the Indian logicians or even the Sankhya philosophers, they look this entire creation as the cause and effect. Guna, guni, guna, guni bhava. So guni, the one which has gunas, that is pradhana, is the cause, and the universe is the effect. So that is how they look at it. Always two, guni, guna, or karana, karya. But in these 1.5 verses, the universe is looked at as having again two only, bhokta, bhogya. Bhokta, the enjoyer, and bhogya, the enjoyed. You see, here the question is, this bhokta and bhogya, they come from one. Either they come from that one by transformation, then it becomes parinamavada, or they come from the one by an appearance, by an apparition. So when it is Advaita. So the one appears as two. What is that one? That ananda. ఆనంద. ఈశ్వర ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఆనంద, సచ్చిద్ ఆనంద. ఆనంద ఇస్ ఈశ్వర. ఆనంద ఇస్ ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ యాజ్ పెర్ఫెక్షన్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్. ఈశ్వర ఇస్ పెర్ఫెక్షన్. దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్, దట్ ఈస్ ది ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద. సో దట్ ఆనంద విచ్ ఇస్ ది స్వరూప్ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ ఇట్ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ టూ, యాజ్ భోక్త అండ్ భోగ్య. బికాస్ భోగా ఈజ్ ఆనంద, భోగా ఈజ్ ది ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద. దట్స్ వై ఆనంద స్వరూప అపియర్స్ యాజ్ భోక్త అండ్ భోగ్య. లైక్ చిత్, దట్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో చిత్. ఇట్ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ జ్ఞాత అండ్ జ్ఞేయ. ద సేమ్ చిత్ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ జ్ఞాత అండ్ జ్ఞేయ, నోవర్ అండ్ నోన్. ద సేమ్ సత్ విచ్ ఇస్ పరమాత్మ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ కారణ అండ్ కార్య. సో హియర్ వీఆర్ లుకింగ్ అట్ ది ఆనంద ఆస్పెక్ట్. ది ఆనంద ఇట్ మేనిఫెస్ట్స్ ఆర్ ఇట్ అపియర్స్. మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఈజ్ అపియరెన్స్. దెర్ ఈజ్ నో అదర్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఇన్ అద్వైత వేదాంత. మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ అద్వైత. సో అపియరెన్స్ యు ఆర్ సేఫ్. వెన్ యు సే ఇట్ అపియర్స్ యు ఆర్ సేఫ్. సో బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఆనంద అపియర్స్ యాజ్ భోగ్య అండ్ భోక్త. వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్లీ భోగ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఆర్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ఈజ్ దేర్. దేర్ మస్ట్ బి ఎంజాయింగ్. వితౌట్ ఎంజాయింగ్ కెన్ దేర్ బి అన్ ఎంజాయర్? నో. వితౌట్ ఎంజాయింగ్ కెన్ దేర్ బి ఎంజాయిడ్? నో. దేర్ ఫోర్ ద ఎంజాయర్ అండ్ ది ఎంజాయిడ్ ఆర్ సూపర్ ఇంపొజిషన్స్ ఆన్ ద ఎంజాయింగ్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఆనంద. దట్ ఈ లైక్ ఈవెన్ ద నోవర్ అండ్ ది నోన్ ఆర్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్ అపాన్ ద నోయింగ్నెస్. ద నోయింగ్, దేర్ మస్ట్ బి నోయింగ్. వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ యూ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ నోవర్. వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ యూ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ నోన్. దేర్ ఫార్ నోయింగ్నెస్ ఈస్ ద ట్రూత్. నోవర్ అండ్ నోన్, ద డ్యువాలిటీ, ద పెయిర్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్ అపియర్స్ ఇన్ ది రియాలిటీ విచ్ ఈస్ నోయింగ్నెస్. దిస్ ఇస్ ది విషన్, వెరీ సింప్లీ పుట్ ఇట్. సో దిస్ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ నౌ భోగ్య అండ్ భోక్త, నథింగ్ మోర్ దెన్ దాట్. ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ భోగ్య అండ్ భోక్త. ద హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఈజ్ వాకింగ్ ఇన్ టు ది కిచెన్, సో హీ ఈస్ ది భోక్త. అండ్ వాట్ అవాయిడ్స్ హిమ్ ఇన్ ది కిచెన్ ఈజ్ భోగ్య. సపోజ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఈజ్ వాకింగ్ ఇన్ టు ది హాస్పిటల్, దెన్ ది హాస్పిటల్ స్టాఫ్, డాక్టర్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా, దే ఆర్ ది భోక్తాస్. అండ్ దిస్ గై హూ ఈజ్ వాకింగ్ ఇన్ ఈజ్ ది భోగ్య. ఇఫ్ యు గో టు ఎ ఫారెస్ట్, ద లయన్ ఈస్ ది భోక్త అండ్ ద డియర్ ఈస్ ది భోగ్య. డియర్ ఈస్ ది భోక్త అండ్ ది గ్రాస్ ఈస్ ది భోగ్య. గ్రాస్ ఈస్ ది భోక్త అండ్ ది కార్బన్ డైఆక్సైడ్ ఇన్ ది అట్మాస్ఫియర్ ఈస్ భోగ్య. సన్లైట్ ఈస్ భోగ్య. భోక్త భోగ్య, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ నథింగ్ బట్ భోక్త అండ్ భోగ్య. సో లెట్ అస్ లుక్ అట్ సమ్ భోగ్య ఫస్ట్. సో పుష్ణామి చౌషధీ సర్వాహ, ఆల్ దీస్ ఓషధయ. ఓషధీ ద్వితీయ బహువచనం, ప్రథమా బహువచనం విల్ బి ఓషధయ. సో దీస్ ఓషధీస్, ఓషధీ ఈజ్ అన్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ వర్డ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఔషధం ఈజ్ మెడిసిన్. ఔషధం, సో ఔషధం కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఓషధి. ఓషధి ఆ ప్రత్యయ ఆదివృద్ధి ఎస్సేతి జాయితి కారలోప ఔషధం ఇట్ బికమ్స్. సో కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఓషధి. ఓషధి కుడ్ బి లైక్ ఎ హెర్బ్. సో ఇన్ ఆయుర్వేద ఆల్ మెడిసిన్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ హెర్బ్స్. దేర్ఫోర్ ఇన్ జనరల్ ఔషధం మీన్స్ టేకెన్ యాజ్ మెడిసిన్. నాట్ నెసెసర్లీ హెర్బల్ మెడిసిన్ బట్ మెడిసిన్. ఆల్ మెడిసిన్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ది హెర్బ్స్ ఓన్లీ. ఈవెన్ ఇన్ అలోపతి ఇనీషియల్లీ ఆల్ మెడిసిన్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ హెర్బ్స్ ఓన్లీ. లైక్ క్వినిన్ ఫర్ మలేరియా, ఇట్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ హెర్బ్. సమ్ సింకోనా హెర్బ్ ఇట్ కేమ్. అండ్ దెన్ దే నో ది ఆర్గానిక్ మాలిక్యూల్ స్ట్రక్చర్, ఆర్గానిక్ స్ట్రక్చర్ దే నో. అండ్ వన్స్ దే నో ది స్ట్రక్చర్, దే కెన్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ దట్ స్ట్రక్చర్ ఫ్రమ్ బేసిక్ రా మెటీరియల్స్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎ సింథసిస్. అండ్ నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ ద సేమ్ క్వినీన్ సింథసైజ్డ్ ఇన్ ది లెబారేటరీ. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ సింథటిక్ క్వినీన్. identical with the natural quinine. And therefore, you can dispense with the natural quinine and go for synthetic quinine. And then, that molecule, quinine molecule, you tamper with it, you play with it, and develop a better derivative. This is how the allopathic science developed. So, medicine. But still, the origins are herbal only. Its very origins are herbal. Later it has progressed in the laboratories, but to begin with it is herbal. That is how the word aushadham came. Oshadhi. Oshati dhatte. Oshati cha dhatte cha. Iti oshadhihi. Oshati. Osha is dahanam. It burns up. It just burns up. And dhatte means builds. So, oshati doshan. So, that medicine or that herbal thing, when you eat it, that herbal product, food is also herbal. So, when you eat that herbal thing, the plant product, it destroys the blemishes that are there in the system. The impurities that are present in the system are destroyed by the food we take. And then, having eliminated all the impurities, this food, gunan dhatte, it brings in some nourishment and other good qualities like strength and other things. Therefore, the food that we eat should be like that. Suppose you say, no, the food that we are eating is not doing any of that. It is only adding to the weight of the body. It is not destroying the impurities. It is not giving the nutrition and strength. That means what you are eating cannot be called food. But still, if you want to call it food, you have to add another adjective to that, say junk food. So some such thing you have to do. Anyway, oshadhi. Oshati dhatte. That is the oshadhi. And oshadhi is defined by amara. Amara is the nighantu, the lexicon guy in Sanskrit. Oshadhayaha phala pakantaha. That is how he defined it. So these plants which grow and give fruits or grains, fruits or grains, whatever, like rice plant or wheat plant or corn plant. You can see all around when you are driving, all around you can see the corn ready to be harvested. Already the plant has dried up. There is no life in the plant. Only the seeds are waiting there. And so you can harvest it. These are called oshadhi. The plant has only this much life. Once it gives its produce, the grains, whatever, it dies. Therefore, a wheat plant or a corn plant, rice plant, they are all oshadhis. Whereas a mango tree is not an oshadhi, because it gives fruit and it still continues to live. That is the oshadhi. That in a very strict meaning is like that, oshadhi. Phala paka antaha. Phala is the produce or the fruit. Fruit means grains. Paka, they mature. They become fully mature. Anta, the tree, the plant ends. These are the oshadhis. This is the staple food, like rice in South India, wheat in North India, even very many other pulses and cereals, or all of them are oshadhis, all of them. So, even groundnut is an oshadhi, because it dries up. And they wait for it to dry up. And once it dries up, they pluck it and get the produce. Therefore, these oshadhis, they constitute the major portion of our diet. Major portion. Unfortunately, when people decide to eat the non-vegetarian food, even then, the animals which people kill and eat, they are fed and again on this oshadhi only. Therefore, ultimately, oshadhi happens to be the food. Why so? Because oshadhi has rasa in it. Pushnami chaushadhi sarvaha, somo bhutva rasatmakaha. So I fill that rasa into that oshadhi, like a filling plant, you know, Coca-Cola filling plant. So empty bottles will be coming, and the liquid will be filled, and the lid is fixed, and they are put it into boxes and labeled, and all everything is assembly line. So, and finally, the boxes are also put onto the truck. Even that also could be kind of assembly line. And then the truck driver sits and drives it. Like that, the bottles are filled and supplied all over the society. Something similar to that, the moon is doing. Somo bhutva. The moon is rasatmakaha, is a nectarine. Moon is amrutaswarupaha. You just take it like that. Don't consult NASA about that. That is different. NASA is moon's geology, geography, all those things are different. The moon as we experience here, as we stand here, the moon as we experience. That is the moon we are talking about. Not the moon when you land. When you land on the moon, it is like a tundra. All dust and pebbles and stones and all that. No life, etc. Not that moon. We are looking at the moon from here. As you look at the moon, the heart is filled with joy. That moon I am talking about. Not the NASA moon. NASA moon has a different context. And this moon is a nectarine, amruta swarupaha, amruta. And so, that moon has amrutam in him, or in it. And that amruta is filled into all these plants. That amruta, the nectar of the moon, comes into these plants in the form of rasa. Rasa is the sap of essence, or maybe the other way, essence of the sap. I don't know which way you want to put it. So that is the rasa. In fact, I remember well, when in the childhood, when we were walking by the side of the rice field is still growing. Now you don't see any grains. Now within a month, you see grains coming. The grains are coming. So that bunch of grains, a bunch comes. Now, if you touch the grain, it is a hollow. There is nothing inside it. Just leave it like that. And see after 2 weeks, if you touch it, you can feel some liquid getting filled inside. It is like this. First, the cover is produced, more or less strong enough, strong, the cover, the husk is in place, really. And then if you touch the husk, it is a hollow, there is nothing inside. And then after 2 weeks, some liquid is coming into that husk. After another 2 weeks, it is still liquid, but it has hardened a little, but still syrupy kind of a liquid. And then I used to pluck one grain and open the husk. You can open it. There is an opening for it. You just break it open, the opening. And inside, you have milk. And that milk, if you put on the tongue, it is very sweet. Really. We used to do this without disturbing the plant. Because plant should not be disturbed, the entire grain should not be spoiled. Just to take one grain and put it in the mouth. And you see it after another 2 weeks, it is hard, very hard. In the meanwhile, the plant already turned from brilliant green to golden color. It is becoming gold. In the sense, it is losing its chlorophyll and slowly it is on the process of getting dried up. And then when the grain becomes fully hard, then the plant is dead. It is almost dead. And they leave it like that for another week. Now it is completely dead. Now they harvest it. This is the oshadhi, that rasa. Therefore, that rasa, it is like something is first putting the empty bottle there, like Coca-Cola bottle, and then fill it and put the cap. Exactly like that. The rasa, someone is filling rasa into it. That someone means is a, that someone is Ishvara. But problem is, Ishvara means we have that notion that Ishvara means a gentleman. That notion is very, so strongly ingrained in us. Every time you think of Ishvara, you have to visualize Ishvara first, not as a person. You have to do that. That is advised by the Mahatmas. Don't visualize Ishvara as a person. Ishvara is a tattvam, not a person. Person is false. There is nothing like person. Even you are not a person. You assume that you are a person, therefore Ishvara appears to you as a person. You know better about yourself, you are not a person. Even Ishvara is not a person. Ishvara is a principle, a reality, an entity, not a person standing there with a pair of hands and legs, no? Therefore, Ishvara is a pervasive reality. Therefore, that Ishvara, there is no other way to put it. That's why we say Ishvaraha in Sanskrit and Ishvarudu in Telugu. Some pratyaya, some suffix you add. Mr. Ishvara, it is not Mr. Ishvara. In English, you say Ishvara. Abruptly, the pratipadika is used, Ishvara. That gives the sense that is a gentleman. Not a gentleman, nor a gentlewoman. It is a tattvam, a principle. So, that principle is all pervasive. It is everywhere. It is life. It is everywhere. It is rasa. So, as though pouring out from the nectarine moon. And then, the fields are in the open. During the day, they get the nourishment from the sun, and during the night, just I am imagining, I am not telling you the entire physiology and morphology of the plants and all that, just to fit into this description, during the night, the moonlight is like nectar. Moonlight is always like nectar, especially in tropical countries, not here. Already the weather is so cold. Therefore, you cannot stand out and enjoy the moonlight or any such thing. You have to rush inside. But in tropical countries, moonlight is life-giving it is. So that's why it is rasatmakaha. The nectarine moon floods the entire earth with his light. He is flooding with his light. And then that light, and then so many other factors of the nature put together, they fill these husky things with the nectar-like sap, which becomes the grain, which is the food. So I am doing that. Pushnami chaushadhi sarvaha. Aham pushnami. I am filling in the nutrients into all these things that people eat. Pushnami chaushadhi sarvaha. Somo bhutva rasatmakaha. So I become the bhogya there. Moon is bhogya to devatas. Moonlight is bhogya to humans. And moonlight alone, it further undergoes a transformation as the sap in the food, items in the plants, etc., and becomes the food. So, and that becomes bhogya to all life forms, to animals, humans, birds, etc. So I am the bhogya there. Rasatmakaha. There is not much more to say about it. Then we come to bhokta. Aham vaishvanaro bhutva. So I am the bhokta. I am vaishvanara. Vaishvanara is the bhokta. Bhogya is Ishvara. Bhokta is also Ishvara. So, Ishvara is called Vaishvanaraha because Vishwan Naran Nayati iti Vaishvanaraha. Nara is a living entity, Jiva. Jiva is called Nara because it never dies. Life has no death. Life doesn't die. Life doesn't die, consciousness doesn't die, matter does not die, energy does not die. Then what is it that dies? The imagination. People create a shape in their mind and that shape dies. Not that it dies, it is dying all the time. That's why you have to take a photograph in the childhood, and then you have to take another photo in the third month, and then another photo in the sixth month. Like that you will have to take photos and photos and photos and fill albums and albums and albums. Because if you don't do that, already it is dead. It is dying. Strictly speaking, you have to take a continuous 24-hour photograph, because the blessed thing is dying 24 hours that day. So people are attached to the unreal so badly, very unfortunate. Anyway, so naraha narishyati navyathate. That which doesn't die, narishyati. Navyathate. Life doesn't have sukha dukkha. Life is not buffeted by these opposites of pleasure and pain. It doesn't suffer from pleasure and pain. It is the mind which suffers from pleasure, which goes through pleasure and pain, not life. Navyathate, narishyati navyathate. That is nara, the life. So jiva. Jiva is life. Jiva pranadharane. Jiva is not a person. Person is ego. Jiva is not person. People think that person will take birth again. Person will be dead. With this body gone, person is gone. It is the jiva, other than the person, that moves from one body to the other, not the person. Suppose Mr. Johnson. You mean to say Mr. Johnson will continue into another body? There is no Mr. Johnson. Once the body of the Johnson is burnt or buried, whatever, the Johnson is no more. To have the Johnson, you must have those fingerprints and that photograph, all that must be there. They are all gone. Where is Johnson? There is no Johnson. That ego is gone. That person is gone. Person is ego. Whereas individual is different. Jiva, that is different. That goes to another body. Anyway, that is a different topic. So nara, all the life forms are nara, because they don't, life doesn't die. And all these life forms are taken forward, nayati, in the flow of time. They are taken forward. Vishwan naran nayati vaishwanaraha. So nayati, you don't see it in the word. It is not the grammatical word. It is the nirukti. Nirukti means it need not fulfill the grammar rules. So that is Vaishvanara. And who is this Vaishvanara? So who is the Vaishvanara? Ishvara. The one who takes forward in the flow of time all these life forms is Vaishvanaraha. Another way, because nayati I have put, where is nayati? You don't see it anywhere. Therefore, some aruchi, some dissatisfaction. Therefore, we change it. Vishvaha naraha Vishvanaraha. Vishvanara eva Vaishvanaraha. Vishvaha naraha. Naraha is the life form, and all life forms are he, Ishvara. Ishvara is every single life form, is Ishvara. He alone is in the form of life. So it is like saying, all these bulbs glowing here are Mr. Electricity, are the electricity only. All these fans, there are no fans, assume that there are fans. They are all electricity, like that, something like that. So every single electric gadget is indeed electricity alone. Means the glory of electricity alone appears in the form of a gadget. That's why that is the case with Nara. So every life form, much more so every human being, because it is indeed well said, God made man in his own image. But then man makes God in his own image also. So that also is there. So, but to begin with, that is how it is. So in every human being, there is Ishvara. So he is a Vishvanaraha. But the Dirgha comes. in a particular way. Vishwanaraha. And then swarthe pratyaya you do, and do adivurdhi, it becomes Vaishwanaraha. So the one, the Ishvara, who is the one who obtains in all life forms, that is called Vaishwanaraha. So the Ishvara obtaining in every life form, that will come in the next verse also, in the immediate verse, but presently that is the Vaishwanara. And that Vaishwanara is the Bhokta. Bhogyam we have seen. He is the Bhokta. Therefore, in us, in every one of us, a Bhokta is sitting. That's why we have a gap between first class and second class, because the Bhokta is sitting. And then second class and the meditation, satsanga, there is a gap, because the Bhokta is sitting. The Bhokta. So that Bhokta can be easily recognized. You can see, you can hear the rumblings of that Bhokta occasionally. In the belly you can hear the Bhokta's rumblings. And the Bhokta makes his presence felt all the time. I am here. Suppose you wake up sometime in the middle of the night, then the Bhokta says, so planning to go back to sleep? Yes. So what about me? Like that. The Bhokta is there. Always there. Always Bhokta. So why? Because Ishvara is sitting there like that. Hunger is not personal. This person, there cannot be a more false entity than that. So hunger is not personal. It is not my hunger. There is no my hunger. There is only hunger. You look at the trees, they are hungry. 24 hours they are hungry. 24/7. They are hungry. Taking nutrients from the ground, water from the ground, and picking up the rays of the sun. You go to the walk, the tree, what it does, it wants sunlight. It is hungry. It wants sunlight. So if it grows this way, the sunlight is not getting, because other trees have already occupied that space. Therefore, it grows this way and this way. It does all kinds of things, like people also. So just to grab that sunlight, it is hungry, I tell you, the tree. The birds, they are hungry. Did you ever notice this aspect of the creation? The birds, they are all hungry. The animals, they are hungry. All the time they are hungry. So in India we have the street dogs. They are ever hungry, I tell you. Always running from here to there, to there, to very purposefully. We think this silly dog running unnecessarily. It never runs unnecessarily. Only men run unnecessarily. Humans, not a dog. It takes rest. Once its belly is full, it takes rest. It is moving very purposefully. All animals are like that. Cows, buffaloes. Everything, it is moving, because it is moved by Vaishvanara. Vaishvanara is in all of them. And when you offer a piece of bread to the dog, you are giving a naivedyam to Vaishvanara. It is no less auspicious than offering food to food in a temple. In fact, offering food in a temple is symbolic, whereas this is not even symbolic. This is direct offering to Vaishvanara. People have to realize that. Vaishvanara is sitting there in every life form. Mosquitoes. If you go to Kakinada, oh, plenty of them. Mosquitoes. Vaishvanara. Flies. Flies are Vaishvanara. Like that, bugs, bed bugs are Vaishvanara. Everything is Vaishvanara. Vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashritaha. Vaishvanara is sitting in every life form. And then the food, bhogya, is consumed. So, prane trupyati, chakshus trupyati. When the Vaishvanara is satiated, eyesight gets satiated, ears get satiated, breathing becomes full, legs are stronger, hands are stronger, like that. Even the brain works better. You remember the verses, etc. quickly. If you had some good breakfast, verses come well. But no breakfast, lunch is still away, no verse comes to the mind. So Vaishvara is very powerful, I tell you. So that is the bhokta. And and this Vaishvanara, he is sitting here, and the bhogya, the food, as it goes, as it is taken by the Vaishvanara, so the Vaishvanara is the fire. Bhokta is fire. Because what happens in the fire, suppose you take some ghee and put it into the fire, it is consumed. And you put this ghee into your mouth through some food, gets consumed. Same thing. It is burnt. Burnt means, you see, the burning that happens outside with the regular fire is one kind of burning, but this in the body the burning happens in a different way. In the body, the food molecules are broken down into glucose, and glucose is converted into carbon dioxide and energy, and then the cells get that energy. So there the burning happens in a slightly different way. Some kind of ATP, ADP, that kind of mechanism operates, and so the burning happens. So the fat is burnt, and so you get energy. And the calories, food that you eat is calories, and when you walk, so the energy expended is calories. That is, food is getting burnt when you walk. So it is all the burning process happening. That's why this Vaishvanara is called Agni. The word Agni you don't see in the verse, but Agni is added by the Shruti and also Shankara. Ayam Agnir Vaishvanaraha Yoyamantah Purushe, like that. He quotes the Shruti from Brihadaranyakopanishad. This Vaishvanara is the fire, is the Agni. And that Agni is myself. I am the Bhokta in every life form. So this Vaishvanara, who is the Bhokta, he receives the food and then he digests the food. Pachami. Digesting means he is burning the food and releasing energy. That is the pachanam. So like if you take a car engine, it consumes petrol and releases the energy. Same is the case with the body. It consumes food and releases energy. That is the Vaishvanara, the fire. Even in the car engine there is a fire. That is the spark. In the piston there is a fire. Similarly here there is a fire. And the fire needs air. Even in the car, the engine requires the oxygen to fire. Some carburetor, etc. supplies the appropriate amount of oxygen, air, to the combustion process to happen. So the combustion is happening here also. Therefore you need air, oxygen, to help the process of digestion or combustion. And then you need to take out the gases of combustion also. If you don't take out the gases, like in a car engine, the engine stops. You have to take out the gases also. You have to supply fresh air, take out the gases. Same thing here. So pranapana samayuktaha. As you inhale, that is like stoking the fire inside the tummy. Something like that. Don't assume that physically it is happening like that. There is a metabolic process, which I am describing in a figurative way, metaphoric way. So the metabolic process requires taking in oxygen and throwing out carbon dioxide. And so that is the process. And in that process, the food is getting digested. ప్రాణాపాన సమాయుక్త. సో అహం అన్నం పచామి, అన్నం మీన్స్ సోమా ఇస్ ది అన్న భోగ్యం. సో అద్యతే ఇది అన్నం ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్. చతుర్విధం, సో ఇఫ్ యు సే వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ చతుర్విధం, దట్ ఫినిషెస్ ది వెర్స్. ఫోర్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్. సో శంకర గేవ్ ఇట్ భోజ్యం భక్ష్యం చోష్యం లేహ్యం, లైక్ దట్ ద ఫుడ్ ఈస్ కేటగరైజ్డ్ ఇంటు ఫోర్ టైప్స్. సో ద ఫుడ్ దట్ యు డ్రింక్ ఇన్ లైక్ సూప్ దిస్ సర్వ్ ఇన్ లంచ్ ఆర్ డిన్నర్ దట్ ఇస్ అష్యూమ్ దిస్ సర్వ్ సూప్. సో వాట్ డూ యూ డూ విత్ దిస్ సూప్? యు డ్రింక్ ఇట్ ఇన్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సో భోజ్యం. దెన్ భక్ష్యం, సపోజ్ దే గివ్ యూ సంథింగ్ లైక్ సమ్ రైస్ విత్ కర్రీ, సో యు మిక్స్ దట్ కర్రీ విత్ ది రైస్ అండ్ చపాతీ ఆల్సో, యాడ్ చపాతీ విత్ కర్రీ ఆల్సో, అండ్ యూ టేక్ ఇట్ మేక్ ఎ మార్సల్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ అండ్ పుట్ ఇన్ ది మౌత్. డోంట్ గల్ప్ ఇట్ డౌన్ లైక్ దాట్, యూ మ్యాస్టికేట్ ఇట్. దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్. సూప్ యూ డు నాట్ మ్యాస్టికేట్, సూప్ యూ జస్ట్ డ్రింక్ ఇన్. సో ఇది అవర్ చైల్డ్హుడ్. దేర్ వాజ్ ఎన్ ఎనెక్డోట్ ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ చైల్డ్హుడ్. దిస్ ఫాక్స్ ఫాక్స్ అండ్ క్రేన్ వర్ నైబర్స్. ది ఫాక్స్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ వెరీ వెరీ క్రాఫ్టీ గై, ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ కన్నింగ్. యు నో ఫాక్స్ మీన్స్ కన్నింగ్. ఇన్ ఆల్ చిల్డ్రన్స్ స్టోరీస్ ఇన్వాల్వింగ్ యానిమల్స్ ఫాక్స్ ఈస్ ది కన్నింగ్. అండ్ సో దిస్ ఫాక్స్ ఇన్వైటెడ్ ది క్రేన్ ఫర్ డిన్నర్ అండ్ ది ఫాక్స్ ప్రిపేర్ ఫాక్స్ హ్యాస్ గట్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ ఫ్లెష్ సమ్వేర్. వెన్ ది లయన్ ఆర్ ది టైగర్ కిల్ ఎన్ యానిమల్ దిస్ ఫాక్స్ సమ్ హౌ మేనేజెస్ టు గ్రాబ్ ఎ షేర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ కిల్. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఫాక్స్ గెట్స్ ఇట్స్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ సో ఇట్ గట్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ అండ్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ ఎ నైస్ సూప్ and invited the crane for dinner. And I'll put this soup in a plate, full of a plate, took a plate like this, a wide plate, and filled it with soup and presented before the crane. Please, crane Baba, he addresses, crane is like brother-in-law, in the story. So dear my brother crane, please come and have this soup. The crane could get the fragrance of the soup. It is just waiting there. Very attractive and inviting. And so the crane tries to take that soup. What it can do? It has a long beak. It pokes that soup. Tuk, 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 like that it pokes. But doesn't get one drop to the throat. Then the fox says, why do you keep quiet? Please enjoy it. It encourages. And the crane gets totally frustrated and it walks away. Then the fox, okay, I thought I will feed a guest. If you don't want it, then what else I can do? I cannot throw it away. Therefore, let me consume it myself. So it eats it. That is the fox. Then next day, this crane went to the local pond and got hold of a few fish. It brought them and prepared a nice fish soup and called the fox for dinner. Dear fox, yesterday you called me for dinner, today you please come for dinner. And so the fox came for dinner and already it could smell the fragrance of the fish soup. For people who like fish, fish smells good, you know. Therefore, it could smell the fragrance. And the fox, it could not control the saliva. Oh my God, what a soup waiting for me. Now, it has taken what they call kuja. So, these people put flower vase-like arrangement will be there. That long, small neck, it has a narrow necked vessel, long, narrow-necked vessel. It filled 3/4 with the soup and put it before the fox. Fox, dear fox, brother, please have it. The fox tries its level best to see, to push its mouth into that narrow neck of the vessel, but nothing can happen. It only gets more and more of that fragrance, but not a drop comes to its tongue. Then the fox gets frustrated and walks away. Then the crane says, dear fox, you are walking away, I am sorry, I cannot throw it out, so let me enjoy it. So it puts its beak inside, and like vacuum sucking, like putting a vacuum pump, so all of it is sucked in one go. So this is the difference between vakshya and bhojya. So bhojyam is what you suck in, just like vacuum pump goes inside, like a drink or soup. Bhojyam is what you masticate. Then choshyam is chutney, you know, pickle, etc. It is all choshyam, means you just lick it. And then lehyam, you suck it. Lehyam could be ice cream. Ice cream could be lehyam or some such thing. Or even some of the things like gulab jam. You take a small piece of it and put on the tongue. You don't eat gulab jam with teeth. Teeth will go bad. You don't masticate gulab jam. It is very soft also. Put on the tongue and just apply a little vacuum and nicely you enjoy it. This is the lehyam. These four kinds of food. Chaturvidham. Sri Krishna said, and did not say what is that Chaturvidham. He just left a small hint, Chaturvidham. Shankara, instead of leaving it alone, Shankara is not interested what kinds of food and all that. His focus is on Agnishomatmakam Jagat. That is his focus. What is Vaishvanara? How this entire Jagat is now the pair of opposites, Bhokta and Bhogyam. That was his focus. But then, chalo, four kinds of food. The student may want to know what could be those four kinds. And so he dropped casually four words. But there are other tikakaras. You see, something is always left for the commentator. He can add something. It is always open. Something should be there. Otherwise, you cannot have a commentary. And so, the Madhusudana Saraswati is a great commentator of Gita. So he added a few things. He said, Chaturvidham, having four qualities, the food having the four qualities. What are they? Saurabhya, Saurupya, Saurasya, and Sauhitya. Four qualities should be there. That is the food which you should give to Vaishvanara. You see, you are giving food to Bhagavan, who is Vaishvanara here. So if you give junk food, Bhagavan will punish you. If you give healthy food, Bhagavan will bless you with good health. If you give food, nutritious food, Bhagavan will bless you with nutrition. If you give lot of sugar food, Bhagavan will punish you with diabetes. If you give lot of oily food, Bhagavan will punish you with excess cholesterol, like that. You see, Bhagavan doesn't have any partiality about it. This is how the laws of nature work. Therefore, you continue to eat junk food and occasionally make a prayer, O Ishvara, give me Ayu, Arogya, etc. It doesn't work. If you want Ayu, Arogya, you deserve Ayu, Arogya. You want it. By all means, you seek it, but the right way. You eat junk food and offer a prayer or do a ritual seeking Ayu, Arogya and assume that Bhagavan will oblige you. Bhagavan is not such a dumb guy to oblige like that. He is not going to oblige. On the other hand, he will punish. And then he recognizes that you have done some ritual. He will give that result in a different way, which you cannot even recognize. Therefore, Bhagavan is sitting here. Our food offering is made into a ritual. There is a అని ఉపాసన కాళ్ళు వైశ్వానర విద్య ఇన్ చాందోగ్యోపనిషత్ పంచమాధ్యాయ. ఇట్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్. దిస్ ఎంటైర్ వెర్స్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ బికాస్ గీతా ఇస్ ది ఎస్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపనిషత్స్ యాజ్ యూ ఆల్ నో. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇన్ దట్ అధ్యాయ సో వైశ్వానర విద్య, ఫిఫ్త్ అధ్యాయ ఆఫ్ ది చాందోగ్యోపనిషత్, వైశ్వానర విద్య, విద్య ఈజ్ ఉపాసన. సో హియర్ ఈజ్ వైశ్వానర, భగవాన్ ఈజ్ సిట్టింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ యూ. యూ లుక్ అరౌండ్ ఫర్ భగవాన్, నాట్ నెసరీ ఇన్ యూ. యూ హ్యావ్ ఫస్ట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సీ భగవాన్ ఇన్ యూ, దెన్ యూ కెన్ సీ భగవాన్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ సీ భగవాన్ ఇన్ యూ, ఈశ్వర ఇన్ యూ, యూ క్యాన్ సీ ఈశ్వర అరౌండ్ ఆల్సో. డజంట్ వర్క్. యూ బికమ్ అకస్టమ్డ్ టు సమ్ మెకానికల్ మూమెంట్స్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ అస్యూమ్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ డన్ విత్ రిగార్డ్ ఈశ్వర సంథింగ్, ఎ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సెన్సేషన్, ఐ హ్యావ్ డన్ సంథింగ్ అబౌట్ ఈశ్వర ఆల్సో, సమ్ సెన్సేషన్. సో పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ టు బి ఆనెస్ట్, యు నో. ఐ మీన్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ విల్లింగ్ టు ఎగ్జామిన్ ఇన్ ఎ వెరీ ఆనెస్ట్ ఫ్యాషన్, ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ రెడీ ఫర్ సమ్ ఆనెస్ట్ అప్రైజల్, ఐఎమ్ సేయింగ్ ఇట్. నో, ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు రిమైన్ విత్ యువర్ సెన్సేషన్, ఐ హమ్ నాట్ ఎగ్నెస్ట్ ఇట్, బట్ ఐఎమ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు మేక్ ఎన్ ఆనెస్ట్ అప్రైజల్. సో అన్లెస్ యూ రికగ్నైజ్ ఈశ్వర ఇన్ యూ, యూ కెనాట్ రికగ్నైజ్ ఈశ్వర వితౌట్. దట్ ఈస్ ది లా. ఇట్ అప్లైస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ టు ఈశ్వర, టు ఎవ్రీథింగ్. Unless you cannot have love in you, you cannot see love outside. Unless you have peace within you, you cannot see peace without. What you are within, you see without. That is the law. It is like looking at the mirror. So what you see in the mirror is what you are yourself. You are something and mirror cannot show you something else, like that. Anyway, so there the Chandogyopanishad says, Tadyad bhaktam prathamam agachet tad dhomiyam. The bhakta means the food that you eat, it belongs to homa. Homa means an oblation. That's why while doing fire ritual, the procedure will be the material that is to be offered in the fire, like ghratam, the ghee, and even twigs, dry twigs, or any other materials to be offered in the fire, they are first sanctified. Samskara will be there. How? They sprinkle some pious water on all those objects, like that. Some small amount of water they sprinkle. So, then with a mantra, and now it is ready to be offered. And so they take a spoon and offer it with a mantra. The mantra ends with Swaha. So exactly the same thing is done at the time of taking food. So what we do, what we should do, it is a homa. While doing homa, a ritual, we are not supposed to make noise. So we are supposed to sit quiet and pay attention to the homa. We should not go on chit-chatting there. So in a homa, this is homa, food is homa. So while eating food, you are not supposed to talk. You should not talk at all. So it is homa. So first prepare the food. How? Sprinkle water, Gayatri. It is already pure food. But pure in a hygienic sense. But that purity is not enough. It is swachha, but not pavitra yet. It should be swachha and pavitra. Hygienically pure and also sanctified. And therefore, how do you sanctify? By sprinkling a little water with Gayatri. Gayatri mantra you chant and sprinkle a little water. Now it is ready for offering as an oblation. So take a small grain. Don't take this much. Take a homa also. Should not dump things like that. That is not proper. The offering spoon will be there. This is, tongue is the offering spoon here. So there offering spoon will be there. You don't have offering spoons like big, like they will be, a small hole will be there, because the purpose is So vidhi is important. A small amount of ghee is put inside the flame. You have a dabba of ghee, therefore go on putting is not correct. So it is not about burning the ghee, consuming the ghee. It is about following the vidhi, the mandate correctly. Similarly here, you take a small grain, cooked rice or chapati piece, a small piece. The idea is, it should not touch the teeth. You should go without touching the teeth. If you touch, if it touches the teeth, it is not worth offering to the Vaishvanara. It should not touch the teeth. That's why if you take a piece of chapati and put inside, you cannot gulp it down. You have to masticate it. And then that is not worth offering to the Vaishvanara to begin with. Yajyat bhaktam prathamam agachet. What comes first? So take a small grain so that you can gulp it down and put on the tongue without touching the teeth. So, and then it is an oblation. So you have to say, Om Pranaya Swaha. That is the oblation. And it goes down. Then another small grain, not even full grain, a piece of a grain. One single grain, cooked grain is enough for all the 5 ahutis. It's a small piece. Put it on the tongue. You can touch the tongue. You need not drop on the tongue. You cannot drop because it is sticky. So put it on the, I am describing it completely so that you can think of following it. So put it on the tongue. And then you have to say Om. Om Apanaya Swaha, Om Yanaya Swaha, Om Udanaya Swaha, Om Samanaya Swaha. 5 ahutis. Sometimes you may hear somebody saying Om Brahmane Swaha. That is, Brahma is includes all the 5. That is the meaning. Another name for Vaishvanara. So this is how, this is the Naivedyam. This is the homa, daily homa. And you have to do it only twice. Dvirjuhoti, dvirbhunte. You cannot do it 4-5 times. That is wrong, you know. You have to do it only twice. That's why this breakfast is not there in this scheme. Because dvirjuhoti, dvirbhunte. That is the homa. It is homa. You do homa twice, not 3 times, 4 times. It is not mantra japam like thing, you know. That is different, where number is your choice, but here number is fixed. Dvirjuhoti, twice you offer oblations into the fire, dvirbhunte, therefore you eat twice. The best way to eat could be early lunch, like 10, 10:30, like in Hrishikesh, in some of the places. This breakfast, lunch, dinner, is a kind of bhoga it is. We have slipped a little. But then nutritional scientists may have a different opinion about it. That you have breakfast, and they may even say, occasionally you eat 5-6 times per day, that is good for diabetes. So all that is different. So we do not follow that way. The strict Vedic vision is twice, 10, 10:30, ideal time. It is called brunch. So this is followed everywhere. Everywhere means in many places, like in Hrishikesh, this is the scheme, mostly. And in all Yoga Vedanta centers of Shivananda, this is the scheme. They eat brunch, 10, 10:30, and dinner, 6, no third time. That time in the room, if you want to manage something that is different, from their side, they give only twice. So, because this is the scheme, homa it is. It is a ritual. And so you eat like that. So, this is the whole story about it. And so I said 4 qualities, saurabhya, etc. So, saurabhya, chaturvidham, you know, the food which is fragrant, it should be saurabhya. Fragrant it must be. Some people, they don't care for fragrance. They care for particular kind of dish. So you should care for fragrance. Saurupya, it should have appropriate shape also. So, for example, you prepare chapati in the shape of a fish, then we don't eat. Though it is chapati, it should not be in the shape of a fish. It should be circular so that it doesn't have any particular shape. So, because the rupa, the shape, should not bring wrong things to the mind. The rupa must be appropriate. Best thing is no particular rupa. If rupa should be there, let it not be inappropriate rupa. You see, in one place they served a dish like a laddu, a sweet ball, in the form of small animal forms, like that laddu in the form of a chick, laddu in the form of a bird, like that they served. Then these naishthikas, some of the people who are very sincere about it, they said, we don't eat these things. Why? We have done with a lot of love. Yeah, that is true, but why these shapes? Yeah, we thought that is fashionable to serve in this form. That is enjoyable. You look at and, oh, I am eating now a small bird I am eating. It is laddu, not bird, vegetarian food. No, we don't eat it. Don't take it away. Because rupa is missing. Saurupya. So the shape should be correct. Saurasya. It should have proper nutrition. Saurasya. Rasa. The nutrition must be proper. It is not like gulab jamun floating in a thick sugary syrup. That is not the way to eat food. That is not good for health. That is against the body. It is like putting a bullet into the body, because the liver has to handle all that surge of sugar. Surge, you know, surge of troops like that. Surge of sugar in the system. You don't need such surges. Therefore, it should be saurasya. It should have proper nutritional value. And the sauhitya, the food should do a load of good to the body. That way it should be there. Chaturvedham. I'll make one or two more remarks about this food, and then we will go to the next verse. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam. हरिः ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु यु हव् टैम्